Hi, I'm Megan M. Riley from MeganMRiley.com. I'm a natural born psychic and sexual empowerment coach, and you are listening to Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. Hello, goddesses. It is G-spot day, which is my favorite subject to talk about. I could talk about this for hours and hours, but let's do a little introduction. So for those of you listening, you've been hopefully practicing with your egg. You've been either practicing alone or with your partner. You've been using the breath. You've been thinking about everywhere in your life where you could just move a little bit. You could just get into your body a little bit more. Remember, all of this research that is being done right now on the women's orgasm, the biggest thing that is coming up is our brain has to be off. And for that to happen, we need to be in our body. We need to wake up the body. We need to be moving the hips. We need to be not worrying and not thinking and not feeling criticized or put down or scanning for potential threats. We need to be in our body. And so the best way to do that and the best way to turn that darn amygdala off is dancing, moving your body, connecting with your partner. If it's eye gazing, if it's sharing your breath, this is a really neat practice. This, before we get to the G-spot, this is really neat because I want to share this with you. So with a partner, and that, you know, things are handled, right? Dinner is handled, kids are handled, homework's handled. It's all handled. And you've spent some time just being together. And to come very, very, very close and actually inhale when he exhales. And exhale when he inhales is a sweet way to connect. So hopefully he knows you have told him, or you could say, you could even blame it on me and say, I've been listening to this podcast and I have some homework. Would you try this with me? Or you could just play it in the car while he's in the car with you and then, you know, casually mention that you'd like to try this. That might work. So you are in your body. You are not worried about everything that there is to do. You are not worried about life and what someone thought and why someone didn't text back and not feeling criticized and not feeling not enough. But actually, you're starting to feel that fire. You're starting to feel that goddess energy. You're starting to feel the wild woman within. And I assure you, every single one of us has this. Now, what brings it out has a lot to do with our selection of men and then how comfortable we are with ourselves and in our body. Are we eating inflammatory foods? Are we putting things into our body that don't work with our brain chemistry? Are we taking care of ourselves? Are we moving? Are we going to the gym? Are we going for hikes? All of these things do have a lot to do with your sexual health and your orgasm. So you have an egg, you're working with the egg, you have a partner, or you're very comfortable with yourself and with your own body and starting to learn more and more. You don't need a partner for all of this. And your feet are warm. Remember that one? And the thing about selection, this is important because I'm going to come back to this. Once we get into what happens energetically and what happens physically and what happens just on a heart level with G-spot orgasms is that we can fall in love with who is providing that. And if that person is not trustworthy, if we think that we are making a good selection, but we really don't know that much about them. If they are what Alison Armstrong calls the dark night, where they are delicious and fabulous and a little dangerous and are not purpose-driven, are not looking for commitment, are hunting us. That's not a great selection. So just keep that at the back of your mind. Selection is very, very important. So we have all of these things laid out, right? And he's willing to try. You have either played this episode, you've played previous episodes with him, you've told him you have some homework, you've told him you want something, you want to try something. And so now, if you haven't yet found this magical button, we're going to go find it. Okay, so I wish I could show you, but if you picture so the yoni is the area just below the ribs to about halfway up your thighs. That's the yoni area. So the vagina, let me think about it like a cave, right? And my hands are cupped on the belly button side, right? So the belly button is on the outside. On that side, just inside, maybe about an inch and a half, 2 inches up, is a change in texture. So the whole wall, the whole vagina is very, very smooth. There's one area right there that's not so smooth. It's a little bumpy. It's different sizes for different women, I have learned. And some women have a very, very small button. Some women have a bigger button. Obviously, it gets bigger as it is stimulated. And here's the important thing. You just kind of want to go find it first. You're not going to go stimulating. You're not going to go in for it. We're not trying to accomplish anything. We're just going to go find it first. Because this is really, really sensitive. This is, I'm trying to think what it could be like. I don't know. It's very, very sensitive. And so going right for that or trying to stimulate that right away is just too much. It's just too much to deal with. So we're going to go and you want some kind of stimulation first. So if you're with a partner, you're playing, using the senses and taking away senses is a great way to build up to this kind of exploration. So if men are usually much better at giving than receiving, so we can start with this game first. That you lie down and your partner is going to either play with a feather on your foot or a piece of silk or maybe an ice cube or fruit. Different kinds of senses. And really, it's the space in between the sense. So if you're tasting a piece of pineapple, and then all of a sudden your partner stops, just like in yoga, it's the breath in between. This is where we really start to wake up the body. And when we get completely present into our body, that amygdala turned off. Okay, so now he's found this little button. And that you are aroused. So if that's a clitoral orgasm or just foreplay or just playing, but you are aroused. So now he can, or you can alone. This doesn't have to be with a partner. You know, having this experience with yourself and discovering this with yourself is also a really, really beautiful way to connect with yourself. It's a beautiful way to know this is what works for me and this was what doesn't. So that when there is someone else involved, you can tell them and you can show them and you can ask for what you need. And that is a very, very powerful, wild woman way to approach your sex life and the rest of your life as well. Okay. So now that he's found it, he's going to use a little come hither motion with the forefinger.
It's like, come here, right? Very, very gentle, very, very soft. And it's, what is it that feels good for you? Maybe you are one of the women that likes a lot of stimulation right away. Maybe you're not. And so being very vocal about how this works and that this is a game. It's an exploration. There's nowhere to get. There's nothing to get to. We're not trying to get to orgasm right away. We're just exploring a little bit. Okay, so here's what's happening energetically. This is what is lighting the fire in your second chakra. This is lighting your creativity. This is clearing emotions. It's clearing emotional trauma. It's clearing sexual trauma, healing trauma for you. It's igniting your intuition. And what happens a lot of times is after spending some time either with yourself or with your partner and your G-spot, that you have visions. This is why it's called the God spot. That you hear things, that you see things. Your intuition is crazy accurate. And the cool part is, you know, that when we're not sure, is it fear? Is it intuition? Is this my ego or is it really an intuitive hit? All that fear stuff, all that ego stuff goes away. And we actually, our bodies are literally turned on for 3 days. So this is where I think that we can make a big difference in the planet. We can get lots and lots and lots of women knowing this about themselves and doing this at least every 3 days, then you are in a constant state of physical and emotional and spiritual turn on. This is where our intuition is better. This is where we are less reactive. This is where we are taking care of ourselves better. We can ask the question, okay, do these ruffles really serve me? Or am I going for the salad? Or maybe I'm going to do the meal prep so that I don't get hangry. Okay, so the come hither motion, just have him play with that. Have him start to go faster, start to go slower, start to massage around that. And if you're with yourself, then have this either be with yourself, or there are great G-spot vibrators out there that you can really explore what is going on. Okay, so now you want to make sure that you are breathing. You want to make sure that you are doing belly breaths, that you are breathing in from your toes, that there's a lot of breath. So often in just quick clitoral friction sex, it's like fast food sex, right? We tense up and want the release really fast, and then we crash energetically. So what's happening here is that your energy is building, and then it's going to plateau for a while, and then it is going to increase. And it's going to feel different. It's not like having all the attention and every bit of energy in your body on the clitoris. That's not what this is like. It's like a build in energy. The fire is being turned on. The fire is lighting. And it starts to get more and more and more. And this is kind of funny, kind of not, but a lot of women think that something is about to happen. Like, it sort of feels like you're about to pee. And so they stop and think, oh, you know, this, we can't do that. Well, you're not going to pee. Don't worry about it. And just breathe into this and let him give this to you. Let him provide this for you. You know, they love to be a part of this. And he's going to be so into being able to cause this intensity for you. It'll be really, really good. Okay, so if you are starting to feel that, you're starting to feel that kind of intensity, it kind of feels like you're about to pee, This is where you really want to breathe. This is where you really want to relax. Go into that soft belly. You know what? He is not paying attention to what the belly looks like right now. He is not paying attention to any of that. Just move into the body and allow the body to move how you are inspired to do. The first time this happened for me, I really wasn't sure what was going on. I mean, I knew what we were doing, but I still, people had explained it to me and I still wasn't sure. Let me tell you, ladies, it was so intense. I am a very visual person, right? But all I could see was purple. Like the whole room was purple, and then I passed out. not long, but it was very intense. This is also where, so starting to feel like you're going to pee. This is amrita, or female ejaculate. This is where that comes from. So all the jokes about female ejaculate, this is where, and I hear that, I don't have personal experience, but I hear that it's a really sweet taste. And let's see here. So, what else is happening is, you know, the crash after, it's a crash and a release after clitoral orgasm. That's not what's happening here. So if he's into it, have him keep going. Because this is where your energy, it goes so high. And while you may have a release, it stays there. And then he can just keep going and keep going and keep going. And this is where the hours and hours of lovemaking come in. This is where you start to see things. This is where you have visions. This is where the God spot and being able to open your heart and your body in a way that you never have. This is where sexuality and spirituality combine. This is where we have that experience of leaving our bodies and leaving our personalities behind and really being able to be in union, not only with another human being, but with the experience of the divine. And it's so sweet and powerful and loving. And this is why you want this to be with the right person. This is why you want this to be with someone that you feel safe opening your heart for. This is someone that you feel safe being able to be however you are. And if an orgasm should happen during this play, that you have the freedom and you have the safety and you have the security, and that he is enough of a container for you that you can be any way that you're going to be. That's really important. And I guess take it from my mistakes. You really don't want to, just because someone knows what this is and knows where to go and how to cause that, does not mean that they are trustworthy, does not mean that they're going to stick around. And if your heart opens to that level, it's going to really, really suck when he turns his attention somewhere else. Okay. So your homework... I love this. Your homework is to go find the G-spot and to go and play and explore and to be very, very gentle and soft with yourself. If there are days when you wake up and you have plans or you have something on the calendar for later to explore this and you're just not feeling it. You're just not, the hormones aren't there. It's, you're not feeling very attractive. It's, you know, a certain time of your cycle, any of those things. There's lots of things that you can do. Sexuality is not something that happens or doesn't happen. It's really not something that we're at the effect of. Just like love is an active verb, so is sexuality. So lots of things that you can do any time of the day to reactivate that energy and keep that energy going. If you're sitting in traffic, and there are lots of lights around here, I'm sure there are everywhere, that are more than 2 minutes, rub your belly for 2 minutes. And what that's doing is it's reactivating the fire. You've got the fire lit. And it's physically waking up that area of the body. Also, why I love drums and why I love dancing and I love moving hips is because that wakes up the body. And that there are also times where waking up the body during the day can actually reignite that orgasmic experience. And that's one of the reasons why I love to go out and dance. So if you ever see me with a big smile on my face, that's probably what's going on. So your homework is to keep the fire alive. You know what? Because when we are out of our heads, aren't we better? Aren't we better women? Aren't we better mothers? Aren't we better employers, employees, partners? Aren't we better in traffic when we are out of our heads? When we are not worrying about what someone thought or how this is going to go or trying to recreate a conversation that happened and how we could have been better or the things that we could have said. I think of witty things 3 days later. But what does that really do? Like, what does it really provide? When we are present and in our bodies, we are better people. We are happier. We worry less. We have less inflamed reactions. We overreact less and we make better choices for ourselves. We take better care of ourselves. And this is why I do this. This is what I think is possible, because if we can get out of our heads and stop worrying and stop obsessing and stop, we are better and we can make better choices for ourselves and for our families, and that is going to make a difference everywhere we go. So wake up the body, reignite the fire, find the G-spot, and let me know how it goes. I love the questions that are pouring in, and I love the comments. I get messages on my Instagram, my email, and so I would really, really love to hear. And if this is something that appeals to you and it's a little uncomfortable and you're not really sure how to go, maybe we should talk. So I have a group that's starting in June, and I also offer one-on-one coaching with women. And this is, you know, it's not just finding your G-spot. It's being able to light this up and being able to turn on our lives and turn on our intuition and be better women. So if that's something that's interesting to you, send me an email, mail@meganmriley.com, and we can talk. You can find me on Instagram, Megan M. Riley, or Facebook as well, Megan M. Riley. I cannot wait to hear. This is just my favorite thing to talk about. And so let me know how it goes. Have a great week. This is Megan Riley. You have been listening to The Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. If you'd like more information, my website is meganmriley.com. And go shake those hips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.